Joshua Drew, a technical evangelist for Microsoft. Today we're going to talk about WordPress on Azure. Azure supports many languages, many platforms. It's kind of platform agnostic. Obviously it supports Windows, but it's a big open source Linux world as well. What we're going to do is look at a few different ways that we can get WordPress running out on Azure. We're going to look at what's called web apps, which is a quick, easy install for a website, a WordPress website. We're going to look at kind of a scalable option where we can start utilizing some of the services that Azure has to offer. Then we'll start looking at virtual machines, how we can create a Linux-based LAMP stack virtual machine where we can install Azure, as well as some pre-configured virtual machines. And then we're going to look at a combination of all of the above, where we can add some services, add some scalable services to our WordPress installation, as well as utilize a virtual machine environment. So stick with me, it should be a fun time.
All right, so let's get started. We're going to create our web app. So we're going to hit New, Web Mobile, and we're going to go to the gallery. Within this gallery, we can search for a bunch of different prepackaged apps, but what we're going to do is look for WordPress. And this will bring back everything that's in the gallery pertaining to WordPress. And we are going to pick the WordPress web app. Now we can click Create and fill out a few form elements. The first one is the host name. So it'll be your hostname.azurewebsites.net to actually access it through a URL. You can always update that later on to a custom domain. And again, that depends on your plan. The next would be accessing a resource group. Resource group is, think of it as a template. I already have one created, so I'm going to choose that one. Next area is your app service plan, and these are the plans that your website will be in. You can change that later on. Next one is our ClearDB plan. As you can see, there's a bunch of different database plans that we can choose from. Some of them are free, some of them are paid for. Obviously, they all have different type of scaling options and connection options. In this case, I'm just going to choose free. I'll change the name for the database as well. Also going to change the location so it's fairly close to where I am. And I'll hit Create. The next section is the keys for WordPress. If I wanted to add some encryption keys in there, I could. But for this example, I'm going to just ignore that. And I'll hit OK for ClearDB terms. And that's it. And now my WordPress app is installing out on Azure. It's already finished. So I'll go into the details of it, grab the URL, let me click on that, and follow the installation process. Pretty simple, you get that up and running really quickly, and that's how you use WordPress out on Azure with Platform as a Service. Now let's take a look at scalable WordPress web app. Very similar to our existing WordPress web app that we just created. We would go to New, Web Mobile, and search for scalable WordPress. The differences between a scalable WordPress web app and just a typical web app is there are some pre-configured or predefined templates that this configuration or this web app already has, which is pretty neat. So hence the word scalable. It provides a ClearDB database that is already ready for scalability. So it's a larger instance as opposed to, you know, the free instance that we had before. It also puts you on a different plan, a web app plan that you can auto scale accordingly. The other real big thing that the scalable web app has is a storage account. And what a storage account is basically, you know, blobs and files and other types of media that you can upload through a WordPress plugin that'll go into your storage account, and you can map that eventually to a content delivery network to serve those images at a much faster rate. So that's all involved in this one app. So as you see, I'm clicking through, and it's very similar to the other one. There's a couple of different steps that are needed, but we'll go into a little bit more of definition on the storage account with the next one. Great, so we saw a couple different ways to deploy WordPress out on Azure. First was through a web app, which is sort of your platform as a service. The second way was through a scalable web app, which still was the platform as a service, but what it also did was it allowed you to utilize some of the services or software services that Azure has, such as storage accounts and CDNs and whatnot. So the third way to deploy WordPress is through a virtual machine. So I'll click on new, compute, and I'm going to do a see all to bring me to the gallery. And then once I'm in the gallery, I can search for a few different things. So the third way would be if I search for a Linux flavor. So I'll search for an Ubuntu server. So this is, you know, the latest one, 15. I don't have to search for 15. I can, you know, just return all the results. So we have a few different ones out on Azure. I can use a Docker container, or I can use a virtual machine. So what this will give me, if I go through this process, will give me a plain vanilla install of Linux. But now I will have to then go install MySQL, I'll have to install PHP, I'll have to install Apache, get all that configured, and then either, you know, clone one of the repos for WordPress or somehow get the repo out there and run the installation from scratch. I have a blog post that walks through that. There's, you know, again, nothing wrong with that. It's just another way to do it. But now you're all your configuration, all your software is on one virtual machine. Another way to go about doing that, if you don't want to do that and you want to save some time, is you can search for LAMP. And what this will do is it'll pull in configured virtual machines from VMDepot, which is more of a community-driven website where the community will pre-configure and lock down virtual machines, put up the images out on VMDepot, and you can pull those into your Azure portal. So if we look here, I just, you know, chose LAMP, and we have a few different LAMP stacks. Bitnami is usually the one that I use most of the time. We have, you know, a LAMP stack with, you know, 5.5, which is the PHP version, or 5.6. You scroll down, you see a bunch of different versions as well. We're still on 12, but we're running 5.6. So depending on maybe the line of business app that you have or what you're more comfortable with, you can choose one of these. However, you still need to install WordPress. This just gives you, you know, Apache, MySQL, and PHP. It does not give you WordPress. The other way to go about doing it, so this is way five, is if we search for WordPress. We can now see that we have some containers that have WordPress and MySQL. We also have some VMs that already have WordPress installed. So again, if you want to get up and running rather quickly, whether you use a container or a VM is probably a faster approach as opposed to you know, installing from scratch. But it's really, you know, what you're more comfortable with. Whether you want to, you know, install everything. Again, like I said, if you have a line of business apps, or maybe you're, you know, more comfortable, you know, issuing the sudo command, then that's fine. But if you just want to get something up and running, you can use one of these VMs. Just to let you know, if you're using a Bitnami VM, Bitnami has a lot of configurations and, you know, usernames and passwords that are already done. So make sure that you check out the wiki to understand how to use it. The other way, the sixth way, I believe this is the sixth way that we're going to do is we're going to do a combo. So we're going to have a web app as our kind of quote unquote front end, and we're going to have a back end of a MySQL database. So I'm going to choose LAMP or search for LAMP, and I'm going to grab one of these Bitnami guys. So this one seems fine. I'm going to grab this Bitnami guy. So the way my architecture is going to be is I'm going to deploy a web app, and the web app is going to have a CDN and a storage account for any images that get uploaded. And then it'll communicate to my backend server, which will be this MySQL database. So I will eliminate the need for ClearDB because I'll be hosting my own database. Technically, I can, you know, create an availability set. So I have a few different databases, so I have my redundancy set up. But for this example, I'm just going to create the web app and the one backend database. So in order to create a virtual machine, whether it's this one or any one, just follow along with this process. So I'll click Create, and it'll bring me to Blade to start filling out some information regarding the VM. So the first part is hostname. So I can choose, you know, MySQL DB01 as a hostname that looks like that's available. For a username, I usually go Azure Admin as a username for my demo accounts. But, you know, again, you can put whatever username you want except for administrator. For authentication type, I could create a public key or an SSH public key or use a password. Again, just for this example, I'm going to continue on with the passwords. It's a little easier. And this is kind of where it kind of gets fun, or, you know, the configuration really gets fun, is I can choose different sizes of VM. So a standard tier gives me some auto scale, gives me one core, and it gives me an estimated cost of about $45. And you can see how you know, the prices go up. If I want to switch that, I can choose View All, and this will show me all the different virtual machines, all the different sizes I can have with different tiers that are available. So I will go try to find the one that I had, because I don't want to spend $1,000. Where do you go? Did I miss standard? Let me go back to recommended because I couldn't find it. Here he is, A1 standard. Okay, so let me choose that. I'll select that. I can hit create right now if I want to, but there's some optional stuff that I want to configure, which is really the storage account. So by default, it'll automatically create an existing storage account for you where it keeps your VHD. I already have a storage account where I keep all my VHDs, so I'll choose that. And then another thing that we can do is we can set up diagnostics if we want, or we can set up extensions. But the big thing that we're going to need is really endpoints. So an endpoint allows, you know, an outside host to kind of access a particular port. So by default, SSH is there, so I can SSH in and kind of configure the machine, but nothing else is available. So for MySQL to work through my web app, is I need 3306 available. So I'll give it a name of MySQL. The private port is 3306. And the public port technically could be anything as long as it's available. But in our case, I'll do 3306 because the default installation of WordPress is looking for the 3306. If I had some type of customized installation, then sure, I can maybe change that to 3307 or something like that. As far as the Apache goes, or the web port, I'll just type in HTTP. The private port is 80. And since this will not be hosting really anything, I don't need to give it a public port of 80. I'll just do 8080 just for a diagnostic standpoint, so I can maybe shut that down at some point later. So I'll click OK. And there's really nothing else I want to configure here. I'll click OK. And again, going back to some other options, we have a resource group. I've created a resource group for this particular project, which is kind of my template for everything, which is then based on the East Coast. Now I configured my virtual machine, I can click create and just wait for it to end, wait for it to finish creating. All right, now let's take a look at our virtual machine now that it's finished being provisioned. So I'm gonna go into the virtual machine tab, I'll see that it's running. And here I'll find a bunch of information that I need. The most important is really the DNS and the hostname. So I'll click to copy that. And if you recall, we already installed a pre-configured LAMP stack, and we opened up the port to 8080 for HTTP traffic. So we'll just navigate to there. And if I click on any of these links, this will bring me over to the wiki documentation for the certain components that Bitnami has installed. The main component here is how to access phpMyAdmin and a few other components. You actually have to create a tunnel to get into the applications. So we'll go through that now. So here's the information on how to access the virtual machine through an SSH tunnel. If you have a Windows machine, you could use PuTTY. And you can use this information provided. Or if you're on a Mac that supports SSH, you can issue the following commands. These commands basically are creating a tunnel from 8080, because that's the port that we open, to localhost. Now once I enter my password, it should create that connection. Nothing's really going to happen, so if I go back to the Bitnami page and click on the localhost link, the PHP admin link for localhost, I should bring it right up. There it is. And I can log right in with root. Now in here, I'm going to create my WordPress database. The way I like doing that is actually creating a user and having a database created when the user is created, so he has all the privileges. So I'll go into add user and type in a name. So in this case, custom WP. And then from an access standpoint or a host standpoint, I could choose, you know, local, obviously, if it's coming from localhost. But for our instance, he's going to be coming from our web app. Let me just type in a quick password here. And then the other options is really just to create the database and provide privileges for that user. So here's my empty database that I just created. And WordPress will install in here once we run the installation script. Cool. All right, so let's do a quick recap. So what we've done so far was stand up a virtual machine that's already pre-configured with the LAMP stack. We now are able to open up the endpoints, right, the 3306 and 8080, just so that we can ensure that things are working. We saw how we were able to create a tunnel out to that VM and access the PHP MyAdmin. And once we logged into MyAdmin, we were able to create a database, an empty database, so that WordPress will install into that DB. The next step is to do a couple little configurations out on the Linux box itself. Again, by default, the box is locked down, hence, you know, we saw the tunnel. So MySQL is locked down as well. It will only accept connections from the local host. So we need to change a configuration. So we'll do that now. So I'm going to open up Terminal, and I'm going to SSH into the virtual machine. And the MySQL installation is under stack. So let me switch over to stack, go to MySQL. And what I'm looking for is the my.conf file or CNF file. So I'll issue a command to open up that particular file. Once that file is open, I'll scroll down to where it says bind address. And right now I have it commented. Normally it's not commented. So make sure that you put a pound sign in front of that so that it's commented out. That way, remote connections can access the MySQL database. Now that that's done, the next thing we need to do is just restart MySQL so that the changes can take effect. Great, now we have our backend database all ready to go. Now we gotta worry about our front end. So let's jump back into the Azure portal. And just like before, we're gonna click on web. We're gonna click on new. This time we're going to search for PHP empty web app. We're going to utilize that, and I'll show you why in a moment. So let's just give it a host name and add some configuration options here. And once that is finished, we can click create. Now that the app is deployed, I can go into the settings of the app, and I want to look for continuous deployment. And this is where I can hook up different deployment options, local Git or GitHub or an external repository. So that's what we want, is an external repository. So I'll click on that. And we are going to deploy from a remote Git repo out in WordPress. So GitHub / WordPress, we're going to grab that URL, put that into the repository URL, and click OK, and our deployment will start. Once it's complete, I can now fire up my URL and finish the installation for WordPress. I put in the appropriate host name, database name, database password, etc. I can click install, and it'll process the proper scripts out on the MySQL database. And then I can finish the WordPress installation by creating a user right here. So it's pretty straightforward. Again, we used a custom PHP or an empty PHP web app, so we can grab a Git repository and install it that way. If you wanted to FTP your files up or locally Git deploy, you can do that as well, but I chose to grab it from the GitHub repository. And that is it for now. So the next step is accessing our storage and CDN. Okay, next up is creating our storage account. What we need the storage account for is to take advantage of blob storage and a CDN, so that when we upload our images, instead of being located in the default, you know, WP upload directory for WordPress, they will be uploaded into a storage container, which we then can map a content delivery network to that, so that the images are distributed globally. So faster response time when people get to our site, as opposed to pulling those images directly off the server itself. So in order to do that, we follow the same steps that we kind of have been doing, you know, new, and then we'll go data storage, and we'll choose storage account. We'll just hit create on this blade here. And this is the blade that prompts us for some configuration. So obviously the first one is kind of the name. You know, we're familiar with this kind of setup so far, resource group, but you also get a pricing tier. Within that pricing tier, you can choose, you know, the different types of redundancy. But for this example, I'm just going to choose local redundancy, and I'll hit create, and we will have a storage account done in a matter of moments. Now I'll switch back over to my WordPress control panel, and I will add the WordPress Azure plugin. So I'll search for Windows Storage plugin, or Windows Azure Storage plugin, excuse me, and that'll show up. I'll just click install, and that'll install in a matter of moments. Now I just need to configure it. It's down in the settings menu. And the configuration steps are really just the storage account name, and that's what we just configured a moment ago, custom WP media. So I'll copy that and put that into that field. And then the other item that's needed are the key, or the primary access key. I can grab that as well from Azure and copy that and put that into that field. I can create a new container. So I'll create a container called media. And this is where all the WordPress files will be stored out in Azure. And the other option I can do is make sure that this is a default. So if I check this box, anytime I upload any type of images, it'll automatically go to the storage account. So I'll save that, and we should be good to go with that configuration. So I'll create a test image. I'm going to just upload a random file from my local computer here. And what that will do is upload it directly to the Azure storage. Obviously, it'll put an entry into the WordPress database, so it knows the locations and the different sizes. But in the storage blob container, we see that we created a thing called media, and that image will be in that container. Now, to show you guys a little bit more, is I will create a post. And we have two things. One is I can add media again or upload an image this way. But you see there's that little Azure icon. That actually pulls in media files from the Azure storage container. So I'll just choose one of these and plop it in the post, publish it, and let's go view it. And as we're viewing it, I'll inspect the element and show you what the source is. The source is my blob container. Great, so now we really need to get the CDN working. So we'll create a new CDN, give it a name, and the next part is to map an endpoint to the CDN. So I'll give my endpoint a name. In this case, I can give it any name that's available. Origin type will be storage, because that's what we just created. And then it'll show me all my storage accounts. So I'll choose the one that is gonna host all the images. And then origin path, since we have multiple containers, I really want only media to be mapped. So it's creating the endpoint now. That'll take a moment or two. And yep, okay, great. So that's all finished. So that's the URL I can use to access my CDN. So a couple things to note. CDN usually takes about 24 to 48 hours to propagate until you can really use it. But once that happens, you need to go back into the WordPress Azure storage plugin and update the CDS name that needs to be put back into the plugin. So that's it. So we looked at, you know, a bunch of things today. We looked at installing a WordPress web app. We looked at WordPress scalable web app, both of which rely on the ClearDB for MySQL hosting. Then we started looking at virtual machines where we can create a custom WordPress installation using, you know, a vanilla Linux distro, as well as some pre-configured virtual machines from Bitnami. So we looked at using a LAMP stack as well as a custom WordPress one that has everything already on it. And lastly, we looked at a little bit of both. We looked at WordPress installing on an empty PHP app that we did a Git deploy that utilized storage for the storage accounts, as well as creating a virtual machine for the MySQL instance. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. I'm a big PHP and WordPress fan, so showing that there's multiple options out on Azure as opposed to just one or two is something that I'm trying to do quite a bit. So here's my contact information. If you have any questions or want to follow along on the tutorial, please do. Stay tuned for next time. Hopefully we'll have some other cool PHP content.